Former tennis champion Martina Hingis appeared before the media in her home country of Switzerland today and said she is ending her tennis career. She admitted that she had tested positive for cocaine at this year's Wimbledon tournament, but she said she is, in her words, 100% innocent. Even so, Hingis said she is retiring from professional tennis rather than spend the next several years fighting the charge. Hingis is 27. She's the winner of 5 Grand Slam singles titles. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. And Tom, tell us more, please, about this drug test that she failed.
She was tested in late June at Wimbledon, where she lost in the third round. And her manager said that Hingis didn't hear about the initial positive result until mid-September, and the confirming backup result, which was also positive, near the beginning of October. Now, in her statement today, Hingis said her attorney and his experts found inconsistencies with the urine sample taken during Wimbledon. The attorney also was convinced doping officials mishandled the process and wouldn't be able to prove the urine actually came from Hingis. She referred to the positive test as horrendous and monstrous. She said she's never taken drugs, which may absolutely be true, but Melissa, in this post-Marion Jones era, we're not always confident about public denials.
So if she feels, though, she has a case, why wouldn't she pursue it, Tom?
Well, she said it would probably take several years to resolve it, and she's 27. She's still battling injuries, which she's done for much of her career, and she doesn't want to spend her time fighting this. So not only is she not going to do that, she says she's going to retire as well.
Would cocaine be a performance-enhancing drug?
Interestingly, a doping expert I talked to said Sigmund Freud did a study about this in the 1880s, and he found cocaine could increase muscle strength. But generally, in today's wide world of performance-enhancing drugs, cocaine is not considered effective. It has some stimulant-like effects, and athletes do use stimulants, obviously. But with cocaine, those effects are very quick. And in general, the mental effects, like euphoria and even paranoia, wouldn't be beneficial to athletic performance.
Now, we mentioned Martina Hingis's career and her championships. She had a great career going at one point. How will she be remembered, do you think?
Several different ways. She'll be remembered first for her great success at a very young age. She was the youngest Grand Slam champion in the 20th century, winning the 1997 Australian Open at only 16 years and 3 months of age. She was the youngest female player ever to be ranked number one in the world. She was 16 years and 6 months at the time. And she'll be remembered as well for her style. With the coming of the power age in women's tennis in the late 1990s, typified most by the Williams sisters, Hingis was small and crafty, and really a finesse player. She was able for a while to hold off the big boomers, and perhaps because she was so good so young, her body broke down, as you've seen with other phenoms.
And very briefly, Tom, before we let you go, unrelated topic, but we have to mention that longtime Yankee manager Joe Torre is in fact moving to the LA Dodgers.
Ah, yes. Everyone in New York will be happy to know that Joe Torre has a home, but it's going to be on the other side of the country. He signed a 3-year contract with the Dodgers today. He takes over a team that hasn't won the World Series since 1988, which raises all kinds of interesting possibilities. The Yankees have a lot of top free agents like Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Alex Rodriguez, and we start thinking maybe they're going to move west, and maybe it's going to be Yankees West in Los Angeles.
Okay, NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.